So it's another opportunity for us to go out and play, and another opportunity for us to get a win.
With being eliminated, you know, the second to last week of the season, how much motivation is there for you guys to go out and finish on a high note, finish strong, and finish, you know, looking like the team you guys know you are?
Well, we just want to play well each and every week, you know. I mean, although we are eliminated, I mean, it's a lot of the teams that are eliminated too, and everybody's still just trying to get better, trying to find wins. Some teams are fortunate to get to go to the playoffs, others are not, but you're still trying to win, you're still trying to get better, trying to finish the season on a good note. Hopefully that momentum carries over to the offseason. It's a lot of stuff, you know. We got Green Bay. You always want to win your division of games. We're at home, we get to play in front of our fans for one more time this year, so want to play well and give them a great performance. And just as a player, you know, you want to play well. You want to end the season on a high note.
How big is it to the idea of sweeping Green Bay this season?
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, like I said, those are divisional teams that we know we're going to have to play against next year. So you want to establish dominance and go out and figure out a way to get a win. I mean, it's just divisional games, you know. Divisional games are teams that you play a lot, and I mean, most of the time you don't like each other, you know, because you play them so much. They don't like us, you don't like them. I mean, obviously, you respect their players, and they have good players, but you're trying to beat them at all costs, and they're trying to do the same thing, and so. I don't expect it to be any different on Sunday.
How different does this one, you know, how different is the vibe around this one, really? You've played a lot of Week 17 games against Green Bay in recent years, but how is this one different?
I mean, this one right here, you know, we're not playing for a divisional title. We're not playing for playoff berth, but this one right here is about who wants it the most, who has the most pride to go out and play the best and win a game like this, you know. It's still us against Green Bay, and nobody wants to just lose football games. Nobody.
Well, there's been a lot of talk in the media with fans about the forge and Paul Blackwell. He'd return as head coach in 2018. Is that a subject that comes up at all?
I mean, it's not something that I want to talk about. I mean, I obviously don't get to make those decisions. All we can do as players is go out and play well and represent him and what he stands for well. And the decision that's going to be made or whatever, I mean, I don't get asked. So I can't worry about that. So there's no need for us to even talk about it. We just got to go out and do our job and play.
Do you guys ever wish you got asked? Like, there's year after year, it seems like there's a lot of support for Jim Caldwell, and year after year, we're having the same conversation at the same time. Do you ever wish that more weight was put on how the players feel about who leads the team?
Well, I mean, I feel like we get caught in a bubble, and we say year after year, we talk about this. But, I mean, it's only six teams from the NFC that makes the playoff. So it's 10 other teams that are saying the same thing on both sides. I mean, you either make the playoffs or you don't. And anytime you don't make the playoffs, it's probably not a good year. And anytime you don't have a good year, they talk about, do you need to change coaches? I mean, it's only 12 playoff spots. It's 32 teams. Everybody can't make it. You want to try to be one of those 12 teams that make it. Unfortunately, 20 teams aren't going to make it. It's just the reality of it. So we've had years where we got in. This year we unfortunately didn't get in. If that's something that decides Coach Caldwell's fate, then there's nothing as players that we can do other than go out on Sunday and try to get an impressive win for him and for us. But Ms. Ford doesn't come and ask me who I think the next head coach should be. So all I can do is control what I can control, and Coach Caldwell is our coach right now, and we have opportunity to go out on Sunday and play well.
Let me follow up on Casey's question. Is it annoying that you have to answer this question year after year after year?
I mean, that's just a part of the NFL, you know. That's a part of the NFL. Last year we made the playoffs and we was answering those same questions. So at the end of the day, it seems like if you're not going to the Super Bowl or if you're not going to the AFC Championship or you're not winning the division, you know, change need to happen. That's people on the outside. People don't understand what it takes to build a program, what it takes to build something. It doesn't just happen overnight. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. Yeah, somebody has to build it and build it and build it and build it. And Coach Caldwell has done a great job of building it. And we're right there. We just, like I said, this year we just didn't make enough plays in the big games to swing them our way.
Thank you.